Hey gents, Miggy here. For those of you who never got to experience the angry and insane rants of angry MGTOW, I thought it would be a really good idea to show you a conversation between angry MGTOW and my good friend Bering. The following livestream captures the true essence of what was angry MGTOW. The cringe scale is 9 out of 10 on this one. You've been warned.
Sup yo. I first heard of a YouTuber called Angry MGTOW a couple of months ago when he published a video called Bering is a Male Feminist.
Angry MGTOW here, and today we're talking about Bering. Bering is a prominent anti-feminist on YouTube, and he typically tries to debunk feminist bullshit. From things ranging to women crying about to emotional trauma, such as the woman who complained over the guy who said his name was Humongous, to debunking the other feminist crap that also includes just feminists saying dumb things or how feminists have lost the plot entirely. And that kind of really encompasses why I'm gonna say that Bering is a feminist himself.
Well, that all seems to stack up. Now, the reason I bring up Angry MGTOW is because I actually had the opportunity to speak with the guy last weekend. It was on a live stream hosted by Adindro Whitehall, which included Ed, Angry MGTOW, Sir Sick, and myself. It was a pretty interesting stream that got underway with a smooth start.
Have you got the fucking... Oh, look, we're live. That's not very professional, is it? Fuck.
Son of a bitch! You ruined everything. Well, these guys showed up. Hello, everybody. Welcome to my first stream of 2017, the first American stream.
We kicked off by discussing Angry MGTOW's dream of establishing an all-male utopia in the future.
I wanted to jump right in because there was one thing that I heard you talking on a stream that I thought was interesting, which was the idea of a all-male utopia. I'm guessing in the future. I'm guessing you don't want to genocide anybody, but like an all-male utopia using artificial wombs. What's that all about? It's kind of out there.
Well, for example, I'm sure you've heard of, what's her name, like Andrea Dworkin? Or
Andrea Dworkin.
Yeah. Dworkin's a good one.
Dworkin's a dork.
You know, she had this concept that, you know, society should reduce the male population down to 10%. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I remember Femitheus doing a hoaxy thing about that. We were talking about that earlier, yeah.
Well, the thing is, on my end, it's nothing like that. Like you said, it's not about genocide. It's not about killing women. It's just a concept of creating a world just for men. And I don't see it happening even in my lifetime, but a lot of things, you know, they take time, they take effort, and they take effort and they take work. And I see the concept of a male utopia being something that, you know, where there are no women, where there are only men, being something that it's a great thing to imagine. It's a great thing to look, to think about the possibilities. Cause I think that when women are around, men tend to act like idiots.
Do you realize that male utopia does sound like a porno, though?
What was that?
It sounds a bit like a gay porno.
Yeah, just a bit.
Gay porno?
Yeah.
Male utopia, the male utopia, the porn movie.
Okay.
How would you recreationally get like jizz? Would there be sex robots? Or would you?
Well,
the idea
of a male utopia would be this. First off, we wouldn't obviously need artificial wombs so that we can sustain life. Once we have artificial place, that's the main thing. And we wouldn't have sex bots. We would call them companion bots because they would provide more than just sex. Sex is something that happens over the course of 5 minutes. Really, real inappropriate is something that would become paramount.
Here's the thing. I don't think that's how it would, because you are hitting on things that are actually really underway. The artificial womb is pretty close to being a thing. It might actually be a thing in your lifetime. And
3 minutes. 3 minutes, cunt. Come on, let's be realistic. Fucking hell.
Now, Angry MGTOW refers to himself as a MGTOW monk, which is apparently like the black belt of MGTOW.
Explain what a monk is to us again. Like, so what is there?
No
is
sex,
there different?
No interaction.
Is there different levels of being MGTOW? Is there different stages or something?
There are different stages in the basic format of MGTOW. In other words, you know, some MGTOWs disengaging from society, some MGTOWs choosing to have sex or not to have sex with women. But MGTOW Monk is essentially the final state. It's the highest platform you can achieve in MGTOW. It's essentially where you're disengaging from women. You're not having anything to, you're having as little as possible to do with women. You are not, you know, you don't go on dates, you don't have sex, you're not having long-term relationships or any real relationships with them. Instead, you're focusing on yourself.
Now, all of this in my head led to one very important and pressing question.
I've got a really, really personal question. And then tell me to fuck off if you don't want to answer it. Okay. When you're jerking it right, do you think about women?
What was that?
When you're pulling yourself off, right? When you're having a wank, do you think about chicks or do you think about other stuff?
Oh boy, Bering, I wish I was a hunter and you were in the woods right now.
And there's your answer.
you know who you're fucking talking to, man. He's caught up on. He's like, do you masturbate to real girls or do you masturbate to anime girls? That's Bering. But
So no comment. That's fair enough. You don't have to answer.
That's fucking.
That's a pretty personal question. Let's be fair.
Well, it's relevant for fuck's sake. We're talking about society. What are men to pull to?
I did hear a stream though where your advice to men was if you feel like you're in love with a girl and you're going crazy over a girl, just jerk off, and then you'll get over it.
Yes. Okay. So that's obviously thinking of it.
No, you said that.
Well, what's your problem with that?
Doesn't have a problem.
Well,
with
I mean, no, I don't actually.
He's trying to get.
But
you're trying to dig it practical. You're really trying to redirect to Bering's question. And do I need to tell
you?
Yeah, I am. Kind of. We're interested. We want to know. We're not trying to belittle you. We're not trying to make you look bad. We're curious.
There has to be. Separate the genders.
I'm not going to answer that question next. Let's go get on to the next one. There you go.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's next?
Fucking Bering. Rely on Bering to just take it there.
Where do you go to from there?
Where do you go to from there?
Now, I thought that was a fair and practical question to ask. Like, let's imagine it's the year 2100, and chicks have been extinct for decades, and you go to the lab to pick up your new son who's due to be extracted from his artificial womb. Now fast forward 13 years and you're sitting on your armchair having a cold beer after work, and your son sheepishly approaches you and says, "Hey Dad, can I ask you a question? I don't fucking know why, but my dick's gone all hard, and for some reason I've got a strong desire to stick it in something. I've tried the toaster, I've tried a hollowed out cantaloupe, I've tried the gap between the cushions on the couch, and I've even tried the end of the vacuum cleaner hose. The end of the vacuum cleaner hose was the best, but only with the vacuum on low. But Dad, my point is, none of it really felt right. What the fuck's happening to me? Why the fuck would someone's dick go hard like this? Am I a freak?" Nobody should be put in that situation. Nobody. And that's why my question about what Angry MGTOW thinks about while he's having a wank is of the utmost importance. Thank you.
Take us out, kitty.
I got money in the bank. Shut up, what you think?
Wow!
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot and spicy meat. Yeah, boy.